Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Respected brothers, assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. All praise is due to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, who through His infinite mercy, Allah Rabbul Izzati wal Jalal, has granted us another beautiful day in the month of Ramadan. We are so fortunate that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has blessed us with beautiful weather. We make dua that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala continuously shower His mercy upon us. And may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala accept all our actions that we've done so far in this month of Ramadan, and the actions that we are going to do for the pleasure of Allah. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala purify our intentions. And not only that, we make dua that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make it such that whatever good we do in this month of Ramadan, Allah give us the tawfiq and ability to carry it forward even after the month of Ramadan, till we meet the next Ramadan and the Ramadan after that, and eventually till we meet Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, inshallah. Ameen. So tonight we move on to the 16 juz of the Holy Quran. And there's one verse that I want to share with you. It is where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, أَفَحَسِبَ الَّذِينَ كَفَرُوا أَن يَتَّخِذُوا عِبَادِي مِن دُونِي أَوْلِيَا. Allah Rabbul Izzati wal Jalal in this verse speaks about the kuffar and how they foolishly think that they are doing right, yet they fail to realize that at the end of the day, nothing but the fire of Jahannam awaits them. And Mufassirin mention, and they say there are different types of kuffar and kuffar. There are those who totally refute Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and apply themselves in only acquiring things of this world. For them, it's all about the name, it's all about the fame, it's all about what's trending, etc. When you look at social media today, you'll see this has become the lifestyle of many. People only want to live on the social media platform. Everything is about how many likes they can get. Everything is about how many posts they can show, where they are, what they're doing, what they have, etc. And as a result of which, this becomes a sort of a form of deity for them. In a sense that this is what they worship and this is all that they want. Nothing else matters to them. They even lose focus on what is the essence of life and what is the objective of life. Then there are those who believe in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, but unfortunately, they associate others as partners unto Him. So they believe in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This is also a form. This is shirk and also kufr. They believe in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, but also acknowledge, Allah protect us all, that there are other beings and deities that are equal to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. In fact, some of them believe they are even greater than Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. If you look at the concept and the belief and the religion of Shiism, which is nowhere, anywhere near Islam, and any Shia is not a Muslim, so you will see that they believe in the concept of imamat, where they believe that the imams that they have go to the extent where they are even greater and more powerful than Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. They make some ludicrous claims that these imams have the ability to change halal into haram and haram into halal. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala protect us all. Then there's the other form of kufr, those who exert themselves in various spiritual exercises of worship, but their deeds are wasted and there's no reward for them in the hereafter. This is referring to those people who are not of Islam or not a Muslim. They don't follow the religion of Islam. They are following their own religions and they are what we would term spiritually inclined in their religion. So they use their time and their wealth and their physicality, etc., all that in worshipping the idols, but unfortunately it is of no avail to them on the day of Qiyamah. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala protect us all. Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam mentions and he says, many a people will come on the day of Qiyamah and they will appear healthy and plump, but they will not even weigh as much as a wing of a mosquito in Allah's estimation. The person, the description given that they're being plump and healthy is a personification of their worldly status in this world. So when they were in this world, they thought they were great. On the day of Qiyamah, they will wake up thinking they are still great. But unfortunately, it will be of no avail. Today, we envy the lives of the rich and famous, and we are overawed by their publicity they receive. Even their deaths are globally publicized. But we hardly reflect on the fact whether they died as a believer or a disbeliever. And if they died as a disbeliever, we can be rest assured that all that popularity, etc., that they received, will be of no avail in the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. In fact, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions in another ayat, Allah Rabbul Izzati wal Jalal says, كَرَمَادٍ اشْتَدَّتْ بِهِ الرِّيحُ فِي يَوْمٍ عَصِفٍ. Allah says their actions are like ashes blown away by a wind on a stormy day. They will have no control whatsoever. When you take ashes and you scatter it into the air, it has no impact on the air whatsoever. It has nothing at all. On the day of Qiyamah, this will be their condition. They will come thinking and hoping. Allama Suyuti rahimullah writes and he mentions and he says, Allah Ta'ala will give life to the idols and whatever people used to worship. And they will come and they will call out to these people, where are those who worship me? And these people will get so excited, they'll come running, here I am, here I am. And they will pass by Muslims telling them that, you see, we were right. Then these idols will talk to them and tell them, you worship me. They said, yes, you gave your wealth to me. They'll say, yes, you gave everything, your food, etc. But you fail to realize I'm nothing but stone. Now you come with me into the fire of Jahannam. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala protect us all. That's why, my respected Al-Azim brothers, it's important for us to make shukr for this gift of Iman. On the day of Qiyamah, there will be nothing left for these people. Yet for a believer, every act he does, no matter how small it is, but he does it solely for the pleasure of Allah, then to Allah will reward him. Allah will give him the effect of this reward in this world, but Allah will keep for him the real reward in the hereafter. We make dua that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala keep us with Iman. Let us live with Iman. And also when we're making dua in this month of Ramadan, ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for Jannah. But the best dua is to ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for Jannatul Firdaus, because this is the highest level of Jannah. Above Jannatul Firdaus is the throne of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant it to us all, inshallah. Jazakallah. Just one more announcement, my respected brothers. Tonight, inshallah, in Masjid al-Salihin, there'll be a youth program taking place after Taraweeh Salah. Jazakallah.